Katie Pointer Bainey is the Managing Director of Government Affairs for Delta Defense. Joins us today. Katie, thanks for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Delta is headquartered in beautiful West Bend, Wisconsin. They've partnered with the nonpartisan MKE 2024 Host Committee on a major sponsorship agreement for the RNC. Delta Defense is also one of America's fastest growing companies, named by Inc. magazine in 2023. 650 employees in West Bend last year, named a top 100 most loved workplace. So kudos on that. Katie, from a workplace Wisconsin lens, just talk about kind of what contributes to the organizational culture at Delta.
Yeah. Delta Defense is really excited to be here on the ground at RNC convention this week. We felt it was important as a major employer in the area, as part of the broader Milwaukee business community. We felt it was really important to be here, to be on the ground this week, hopefully chatting with folks about situational awareness, personal responsibility, keeping folks safe. I have worked at Delta now, it'll be 3 years in August, and it is an incredibly unique place to work. I would think, you know, it's one of the differentiators is how we really walk the talk. We have values, core values that are posted on our headquarters, all throughout our building. We live by them. We breathe by them. We're also all engaged in a greater mission, which is to save lives. And that really, I think, is uniting for our employee base. We have incredible leadership in our co-founders and co-owners, Tim and Tawny Schmidt, and Mike Lowney, our president. And so it's really a special place to work.
Yeah, great. So as I've talked to kind of local businesses, restaurants, business owners around the downtown area, obviously there's some increased concerns about concealed carry and the presence of guns with a convention. You know, just how do you address those concerns to kind of your local community?
I would say that the data is very clear. In fact, show us that more responsibly armed Americans, more concealed carry permit holders in an area, in a community, actually makes the community safer. And that is, at the end of the day, criminals, by definition, don't follow the law. So whether or not you have gun control laws in place or not, that really is irrelevant, because if you have someone with evil intentions looking to do harm, they will do so, irrespective of the gun laws put in place. So I would encourage business owners in the area to embrace it and say, listen, if there are more concealed carry holders in the area, we obviously are in a hard security perimeter right now where there are no firearms or, you know, even canned goods or anything is really allowed through the perimeter. Outside is a different story. But at the end of the day, the USCCA is all about personal responsibility and equipping everyday gun owners to be their own first responder, to protect themselves, to protect their families. That's not anything to be afraid of if you're a business owner in downtown Milwaukee.
All right, very good. Katie Pointer Bainey is the Managing Director of Government Affairs at Delta Defense. We're going to go to break, and we'll come back with more. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC, joined by Katie Pointer Bainey. She is the Managing Director of Government Affairs at Delta Defense. Katie, in terms of your sponsorship here at the RNC, what are you hoping to accomplish with the presence here this week?
Delta Defense is the service provider for the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. We are going to have our trainers and staff on site here throughout convention week, hosting safety information stations. And really our goal here, Jeff, is to have conversations with attendees, with media, with the delegates about situational awareness, that personal safety ultimately starts with you, that the government is not going to protect you, and that you want to be an asset here for law enforcement on the ground. And so that really starts with being situationally aware. So we hope to kind of chat with folks on the ground, provide top tips and tools when they're traveling to and from their hotel, when they're getting out of cars and Ubers, when they're going to dinner, about really just equipping them on how they can be their own first responder and what to be aware of and look for.
Yeah. And then, so from the response from local business owners that say, hey, we need stricter gun control measures, what's your answer to that question?
Yeah, I would caution them that that's not the answer. That is a fallacy and a trap to think that you're going to be safer if you put a law on the books. criminals, by definition, do not follow the law. And they are going to carry out evil acts whether or not there are gun control laws on the books. And we have seen this time and time again, whether it's in states or cities, the data is very clear. Some of the most highest rates of violent crime are in urban areas. Take Chicago, for instance. Illinois has some of the strictest gun control laws on the books. It does not prevent violent crime from happening. If we want to have an honest conversation about violent crime, then we need to broaden the spectrum. We need to talk about the root illnesses of violent crime. That's with a firearm or not. We need to talk about poverty and education and homelessness. I mean, it is a broad spectrum of issues that are impacting violence. And ultimately, it's not just the tool. It's not just the firearm. That's really the easy button, I think, that trips people into thinking that they're safe.
So what are some of the initiatives and collaborations between your company and law enforcement that promote more responsible gun ownership?
We work with sheriffs and police associations from all over the country. The USCCA has our members all over the country. We are 850,000 strong. We have over 10,000 certified instructors all across the country that are teaching home defense fundamentals and defensive pistol shooting and just, again, how to be safe. So we have great partnerships all across the country with law enforcement at city, local, and county, as well as state levels. I think a lot of sheriffs, police officers recognize that we need more good guys out there. These are allies for law enforcement. We employ many veterans. We employ many former law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They are our, you know, instructors and trainers, really have that hands-on experience.
All right. And you're staying where today? From West Bend, you're right at the Hilton, right?
I'm staying at the Hilton, but our staff will be all around downtown at Convention Fest, again, at those safety information stations, hoping to chat with folks about situational awareness.
Very good. And where do you hope to get around greater downtown for the rest of the week?
I'm excited to go down into the Third Ward. Okay. I'm going to have some great dinners. I'll be over at the Pfister, Collectivo Coffee. I'm definitely going to hit up in the Third Ward.
Right.
It's always great to be in downtown Milwaukee.
Very good. All right. Katie Pointer-Baney is the Managing Director for Government Affairs at Delta Defense. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me.
Sure.